Connecticut's state budget is getting squeezed, and state leaders have just figured out how to fill a $350 million budget hole. One cut, hospital funding. As Jeff Cohen of member station WNPR reports, hospital executives are furious.
The battle lines are clear. Governor Daniel Malloy says the hospitals are getting rich off taxpayers, making more money now thanks in part to the Affordable Care Act. So he thinks the hospitals can afford to give some money back.
If you make almost $1 billion a year, how bad are things? If you're having the best results in recent history in hospital performance, why do you need the citizens of Connecticut to give you an additional $500 million?
And Malloy is making it personal, pointing a finger at CEO pay. He says many of the state's nonprofit executives make $1 million a year or more.
If they're hurting so bad, why are they paying their chief executives $3.5 million?
But if the governor sees bloat, the hospitals see a politician who's using them as easy targets. And they're paying for political-style advertising to say that his cuts would have real impact.
That means longer wait times, fewer cancer screenings, and nurses will be let go. Tell Governor Malloy to stop cutting our hospital care. Lives depend on it.
The hospitals say the subject of CEO pay is an irrelevant distraction. Cut it in half and you'd barely make a dent in the state's budget problem. Dr. John Murphy runs Western Connecticut Health Network, and he says there's a bigger problem. The governor's either misrepresenting hospital economics or he doesn't understand them.
If you look at how much money did you really make, operating income, we lost tens of millions of dollars last year, in 14 rather. 15, I'm sure it's worse.
But the governor's office sees it differently when it looks at the hospital's balance sheet, and it says the hospitals should blame their boardrooms, not the government, for their financial situation. The public fight between the state and its hospitals is playing out in large part because of what the hospitals say is a broken promise. In 2012, the state implemented a new hospital tax. The hospitals would pay around $350 million a year to the state, and all, if not more, of that money would be returned to them as Medicaid payments. But that was then. Until this month, the state budget was out of balance. To help fix it, Malloy wanted to cut another $63 million to hospitals. Lawmakers put about half of that back. But the numbers still seem out of whack to Patrick Charmel. He's the CEO at Griffin Hospital, an independent nonprofit.
So now we're talking over $500 million, over $500 million. So that's what hospitals are paying in terms of the tax. And essentially, we're not getting any of that back.
Charmel says that despite what Malloy thinks, the hospitals have cut all they can.
When there's a cut in state payments to hospitals or federal payments to hospitals, it's got to come out of care delivery. There's nobody else to shift it to.
Lurking in the background of the discussion, too, is Medicaid itself. The state says more people than ever are getting Medicaid, and payments to hospitals have more than doubled in 10 years. But don't tell that to CEO John Murphy. He says hospitals lose about 60 cents on every dollar of Medicaid service.
The fact that we're getting more Medicaid patients to take care of, and on every one of them we have financial challenges associated with that care, it really isn't a windfall for us. In fact, it's a greater economic burden.
While this year's budget may be back in balance, the hospitals are geared up for the long term. They want the tax ruled invalid, a move that could take the fight from the Capitol to the courtroom. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WNPR, and Kaiser Health News.